This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can feel it. Something is off. Things are getting stranger by the day. Just a coincidence, or is something more sinister happening right under our noses?
We want to warn you now, this next story is disturbing.
Namely, in earlier times, it was easier to control a million people, literally, than physically, to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people. It is easier to kill than to control.
I would like to reduce the number of people on the planet, because there's too many of us. It's a planet of finite resources, and we're using them up.
First, we've got population. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
The true ruling elite are a death cult. Cure evil. The elite are extremely wealthy. They have more money than you can think of. So why would they want even more money, even more control? It's because they use their wealth and power to execute their agenda, to live out their evil. If you think this is just conspiracy theory, think again. Look around you. Everything benefits them and not humanity. The globalists have a religion. To the public, it's sold as climate change or the global crisis. What is the basis of the climate change agenda? It's population control. It's depopulation. The elite look at us as parasites that need to be controlled and killed. There is an unelected network that controls what the public sees. Plausible deniability is their cover. They are playing dumb on every level to gaslight us. The same agendas throughout history are presented differently with the same goals. The elite are becoming restless and are now out in the open with who they really are. Corruption in the government is just the tip of the iceberg. The upper echelon at the top have an anti-human agenda. Threats of world war, but behind the scene, it's more about control and backdoor dealings between world governments. The open border, drug trafficking, human trafficking is covered up and controlled by our own government. It's deeper than that. There is a reason why most of these corruption networks never get shut down. These anti-humanists control mostly everything. You'd be shocked to know what the people in most power positions really think of the general public. The elite's corruption network operates like prison gangs or like a mafia, but on a larger scale. Blackmail, controllers, handlers, money laundering. If you want to stay rich and powerful, you'll have to do their dirty work. They have their hands in everything. A lot of these players simply love the spotlight. Most of the celebrities, politicians, CEOs love the fame and fortune. But the ones at the top of these groups are completely evil. Many become unwillingly controlled by signing on into the club without knowing what they are actually involved with behind the scenes. Most of humanity is asleep and distracted by meaninglessness. The elite are warning us of a cyber attack, also known as a digital 9/11 event. The economy would collapse if we suffered an internet shutdown. The modern power grid relies on the internet to coordinate power plants. Without it, each country's national grid will become unbalanced, and local outages escalate into a blackout for most of the world. A society slipping into chaos will allow the elite to reset and rebuild a world for themselves. There will be events leading up to a total collapse, domestic terror attacks, biological attacks, world wars. With each event, more and more control is gained. Time is running out. If society suffers from any of these trigger events, there might be no turning back. Humanity is at the crossroads. This is happening right now. we need to reject the global agenda and know who the world rulers really are and what they are up to. The fight for humanity is happening now.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
This is not about somebody wanting to put on pantyhose and have their sexual organs changed. It's about shocking our children. A lot of these groups are pedophiles, let's face it. They want to talk about sex with your kids. And in the name of tolerance, they're going to put your kids on Ritalin and Prozac, they're going to inject them with deadly vaccines full of cancer viruses, and they're going to really screw them up.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Sam! Now they're going to replace it with the domestic security force that Obama talked about that's just as big and just as strong as our military. And Illinois and other states are passing laws to have illegal aliens, as your co-host said, be the police. So you nailed it. History doesn't just rhyme, it repeats. Rome started doing this, and in a couple hundred years they collapsed because the enforcers they brought in said, hey, we're the bosses. Well, this won't take hundreds of years. Everything now is compressed. Everything is accelerated. There's more change now in a year than, you know, happened the previous 10. And that's going to get more accelerated in a type of singularity. I don't believe in a pure singularity or a total singularity, but it's definitely going towards that. So they locked down the third world. And then Al Gore says, man, climate change is what's making a billion people, he said last week on TV, come here. Well, it's funny. In the UN replacement migration document that they say doesn't exist, and your racism, you pointed out, from the year 2000 and 2001, or several of them, official UN policy, is to bring the third world here. And they say climate change will be the reason, then we'll bring them here. No, the policies of shutting those countries down and then flooding us, you know, tens of millions extra starved to death, the UN admits, during the lockdowns. They blame the virus. It was the lockdown. So they destroy the third world and then do reverse colonization, bringing these groups in. And then they put many of them, as you know, working 15 hours a day as young as 12 years old in tire factories and cereal factories. And kids get caught in the machines and their fingers and arms get cut off. And it's back in the newspaper. And then you've got all the sex slavery. And they've lost track of 87,000 children and 400 plus thousand. They don't know where they're at either. I mean, folks. This is the jungle 2.0. This is absolute dehumanization, and this is lowering the standards, not helping the third world, but lowering them and lowering us again, so no one can aspire to the big carbon footprint. Austerity is good. Humans are bad. Cows are evil. We've got to get rid of them. The cow farts are bad. Well, we fart too. And I said that years ago. I said, when they're done going after the cows, which they've started, Netherlands is getting rid of a bunch, Ireland, you name it, Sri Lanka, massive starvation, riots in Sri Lanka. Notice what I said, next will be our breath is bad. Wall Street Journal, New York Times, USA Today, London Guardian, all 2 weeks ago said breathing is bad for the earth. No,
yeah.
The gases we put off hold actually in the sun. We're off gassing into space. We have to continue to put gas into the atmosphere. You can debate this all day, but they know that's how it works. So now they've officially said breathing is bad. Well, whales breathe, dolphins breathe, chipmunks breathe, birds breathe, lizards breathe, insects breathe. So imagine the mania. Two men can have a baby. There are no longer Y and X chromosomes. That's Bill Nye, the science guy, teaches that officially.
Of course.
And your breath is evil.
Also human evil. Farts. They also say about human farting, not just cows.
Right.
You have to buy fart credits. I have fart offsets I buy for the year.
And I know this is all exhausting, folks, but that's why I'm so freaked out. I've known about this 40 years because I had family that told me about it from the inside. And now I'm just some guy up here trying to warn people. I'm not perfect. And I'm just telling folks, I'm not the threat. Jimmy's not the threat. Tucker Carlson's not the threat. We at least know we live here. We at least know that you can't have nuclear reactors, almost all of them leaking, while you cut off all the coal power. I mean, we know the ship is sinking. And they think they're going to sink it with the Great Reset and then build back better their new system. And so, again, I'll plug it because they're trying to shut me down. I need the funds, and I appreciate you letting me do it. Plus, these are really good books. This went to number one. New York Times wouldn't put it in their bestseller, but it went to number one Wall Street Journal, USA Today list. This book has been the top of the charts. It's part two. It's twice as thick. You've got the Death Star plans, the Great Reset, and the War for the World. And then you've got the Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists. This gets into it, and this lays out an alternate Team Humanity program. I was on with Elon Musk, again, a few weeks ago for 2.5 hours. And he said, yeah, the globalists want to depopulate us. They want to destroy civilization. We may never be able to restart it once they cut it off. Fossil fuels aren't perfect. We need to phase them out, but they're a bridge. It'll take decades to do it. What they're doing now, I've looked at the numbers. This is Elon Musk. Will cause billions to starve to death, and that'll cause giant wars. We can't do it. And I said, what do we call this, Elon? I said, we should call this Team Humanity versus Team Death Cult. And he said, I agree. Let's call it Team Humanity. Well, Team Humanity is in this book, and I hope people will go to InfoWarsStore.com and get it, and that'll help keep my broadcast embattled on the air, because contrary to what they're saying, we're more influential now than ever. Thanks for coming back on X. We've exploded. Thank God for that. You've exploded. Anybody telling the truth is exploding. But we are trying to build back. We're trying to get more reporters. We're trying to really, in this election cycle, be on the ground. So I hope people will get the books because they're really powerful.
Who is the co-author of that Great Awakening?
Kit Heckenlively, great guy. I mean, what happened is I recorded a bunch of stuff, gave him hundreds of articles and documents, really thousands. It was 800 pages long when I'd written it. And then Kit and their lawyers, he's a lawyer too, because, you know, I'm Alex Jones, they fact-checked everything. And there was one thing I put in the book that they couldn't prove. It was theoretical, the story of you put fleas in a jar and they learn they can't jump out of it. And then once you take them out of the jar, they never jump higher than the jar. And I thought it was a good allegory, but I put it in the book like it was true. Turned out no one can prove it ever happened, but it's a good theoretical analogy. That was the one thing out of 800 pages that they couldn't prove. Everything else, they vetted everything. Of course, that got cut from the book, and it got cut to 400 pages. But this is kind of stream of consciousness. Alex Jones, Great Awakening. And this is what I actually say. A lot of people are going to watch this. Millions. I bet 10 million people watch this the next week. And they're going to say, I never knew this guy talked about all this, because all they see, and they're going to do this, they're going to take me talking about Willie Nelson's spit, and that'll be the story. Instead of, you know, Zuckerberg and the WEF say, we're going to control you in the workplace reading your thoughts. I mean, people should know that they're collectively building a digital prison. We're already in it. And now they're thickening the bars and the walls. And the walls are closing in, and we should all say, doesn't matter if you're black, white, Christian, Muslim, Jewish, agnostic, atheist, gay, straight, I don't care. If you want to have a future, and if you don't want to live in a dystopia where you'll own nothing and, quote, be happy, then for heaven's sakes, get educated on this stuff now, folks, because it's real. Jimmy just showed everything he said. He showed you a clip or an article. And I try to do the same thing on my show. And maybe our interpretation's wrong. The point is, we're right about more than we're wrong. I would say I watch your show all the time. 95% accurate. I'm 95% accurate. And that's really a pretty accurate number, folks, because stuff's so wild, I wouldn't even need to think about making stuff up. I mean, here's a quick example. 3 years ago, Bill Gates files a patent for this nanotech that puts little microscopic spikes into your skin to track you and or deliver vaccines. They had articles saying it wasn't true and they weren't planning that, even though it was official. He came out last week and officially said they're launching the technology, but spun it like it's no big deal. And he says, you know, the thing is, we're going to put vaccines in your food, so you basically will comply because you won't know any better.
Like a cow.
So again, this is real.
Max Blumenthal told us about it.
So, yeah, he did. And he did. Bill Gates was talking about putting mRNA into our plants. And so you don't have to worry about vaccines. That's what he was saying. That's not what I'm saying. So I want.
And now the EU just announced a new initiative where they say they're getting ready for, just like with the last COVID rollout with the mRNA, I've got the article right here. It's called Fast Track. And they say, oh, we're going to have new stuff for everything, hundreds of new shots a year, but it's going to be in stickers and in food. And just like you get a flu shot, quote, for free, they're really being paid to give it to you by a government fund. Now you're going to get social credits when you take all these shots. I mean, this is literally them raping our bodies. I mean, physical rape is bad enough.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Networks lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
I was on Joe Rogan a few years ago and I said the majority of polio is caused by the polio vaccine. And Joe said, Alex, I'm fact checking that right now. That's not, I can't believe it. Pulls up AP Reuters headline. Again, I'm not saying rape is good of children. It's terrible. It's horrible. We fight it all the time. But if I was a child, I would rather be raped than be given polio and paralyzed for life or killed. So they're raping people with stuff that's killing them. So this is rape. And the UN treaty to take over our bodies and our medical system is rape. And systems to scan our brains at the office is invasion of privacy and rape. If your boss wanted to stick their finger up your butt, he would go to jail. He would be sued. But if they want to stick their fingers in your brain, it's okay.
Well, I think I have to say that the polio vaccine, Kurt, is safe and effective. And
all vaccines are, especially
the COVID
slows
vaccine.
The spread.
And it certainly does slow the spread.
Oh, look at that spread slowing.
Look at it. And
it's all no one search engine. Majority of new polio cases caused by vaccine. That's actually true. But you're right. You can't even say something's true because we're not a Dr. Fauci. Did you see the clip of him that resurfaced where he said, we're going to get past all the BS? He said, he spelled it out. He said, we're going to get past the BS by locking people down. And that'll teach him, and then they'll drop the BS and take the shot. It's all coercion, people, and that's all bullying.
So, I can't say anything that contradicts the FDA, the CDC, or the WHO.
And that's normal in a democracy.
And that's normal in a democracy.
I look down on China, frankly, because they don't have freedom.
I just have to say that.
You're right. I apologize. That was a joke. Every shot works perfectly. The swine flu shots in the 70s didn't hurt anybody. The anthrax shots did not get pulled by the Pentagon both times because it killed a bunch of people. Everybody loved the anthrax shot.
That's right.
It was perfect. The mRNA shot works perfectly.
Yes.
It actually cures myocarditis.
There might be side effects.
It's climate change doing it.
But they are rare, and it will keep you from getting seriously ill, hospitalized, or death.
Holiday heart, all the articles that everybody's suddenly having heart attacks, it's quite normal.
No, holiday heart.
It's probably holiday from the holidays.
That's what the Grinch got? The Grinch got
it's
at right, the end?
It's
he
probably from the
holiday
heart. So I just have to show you the reach of Bill Gates, who funds the WHO, and I'm on YouTube and Google, and I'm not allowed to contradict them, which means I'm not allowed to contradict Bill Gates, who's just a simple farmer. And
hey, Bill Gates is my doctor. I love the fact that he used to sell crappy software and got busted for running a monopoly and was loading stuff onto it to control. I mean, no, I want him to be in charge of my life. I love Bill Gates. I think it's good that he spends $2 billion a year on U.S. media, and then they underwrite it and don't even tell you that he's paying for these programs about how great he is. I think that's totally normal, Jimmy.
Not only does he fund the journalism schools, he then funds the journalism outlets, and then he funds the products that the journalists that he fought and paid for are now going to cover. It's quite a scam that he's pulled off. But I just
think, it's not a scam, Jimmy. Bill Gates was going to Epstein Island all those times to stop, or hanging out with on the Lita Express to save children. He's actually a superhero, and it was actually Bill Gates, that went in there into the prison.
Yeah,
trying
to tell the people to be careful next time.
Yeah, he's trying.
Like those guys on To Catch a Predator. Like I just want to warn him, it's dangerous.
Do you remember what happened when they asked Bill Gates on PBS? They said,
yeah.
you know, he grabbed his own throat. And he said, well, he's dead now, so you got to be careful.
Yeah, that's what he said to Judy Woodruff, because he did not expect her to press him on that, because he funds that show. That's another thing. They didn't have a science and medical department at that show until he funded it, and then he couldn't believe she was pushing back on him. And I just have to say once again that the vaccines are safe and effective, especially the polio and the COVID one. They're fantastic. The WHO, the CDC, and the FDA endorse them.
I'll take it a step further and say the lockdowns worked. And not only that, masks worked.
Masks work for sure.
WHO said they didn't, by the way. But I say
they
do.
Let me just say this real quick. This is important. I want to say that when President Biden said, if you take the shot, you can't get it or spread it, was true. When Rachel Maddow says, when you get the shot, you can't get it or spread it, that's all true, folks. That's why they want you to take eight of them, because one works so well.
I want to show you this. Tucker Carlson said this, and he was talking about UFOs, and I want to get your reaction to what he says here.
These are my views, okay? They can't be proven, but I think they're informed views. The phenomenon is real. It's been recorded for thousands of years. We know that. There's something buzzing around us in the skies, but also under the oceans, we now know, and probably underground as well. So it's real. The government's lied about it a million different ways, probably for a million different reasons, for at least 80 years. That's also confirmed. They're lying about it now. Who knows what their motives are? And they're also trying to keep a lot of this stuff from being disclosed. That's true.
Yes.
So to those people, it's like it's a PSYOP. Well, yeah, everything's a PSYOP, but I know for a dead certain fact, and it's provable, that, say, Mitch McConnell and Speaker Johnson and people who should, and a couple committee chairmen who should all know better, are trying to prevent the UAP Disclosure Act of 2023 from taking effect in a meaningful way. So they are trying to hide it still. That's a fact. My own view is that these are not aliens. There's no evidence that they've come from somewhere else. We would probably know. We've got a lot of technology that's watching what comes in and out of the atmosphere, and there's no evidence of that. I think they've been here forever. This is my view. Again, it can't be proven, but I'm just telling you, after a lot of conversations, I think it's likely that the U.S. government has had contact with these, direct contact, and, you know, over a period of years. I find that really disturbing. Because I, you know, and a bunch of other things that are highly distressing that I can't prove, and so I'm not going to throw them out there, but I'll tell you this. I've talked to a lot of people about this, not because I've never been interested in UFOs until like 5 years ago, and I was like, wait, this is real. What is this? Why aren't we talking about this? I'm just like coming at it from a totally idiotic, I don't know anything, curious position, which is my normal posture on everything. And so I've talked to a lot of people, and my view is that there, you know, this is my opinion, that there are things about this that are really disturbing. And while I hate any kind of government secrecy, and if I could prove any of this, I would say it immediately, consequences be damned, I do sort of understand why they don't want to let this stuff out. It's not about, oh, we've got fragments of one of these crafts at a Lockheed, you know, facility in California, and we have biologics from the craft. You know, everyone knows that that's likely true. Well, it's certainly true that they have the, you know, pieces of this stuff.
Yep.
But I think it's likely that it's darker than that, and that the U.S. government is, I said the U.S. government, people in the U.S. government, not the U.S. government, but, you know, there are parts, it's the largest human organization in history, parts of it, you know, have knowledge that is very, very disturbing. And I personally strongly think that there's a spiritual component to this that I don't understand and will not pretend to understand, but I think it's very clear that there's a spiritual component to this. That's one of the reasons the Vatican, and again, I'm not Catholic, but has been involved in this for over 100 years, has an observatory, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it's pretty obvious that these are not men from Mars. That, I think that was a PSYOP, because I think the truth is a little bit wilder and has deeper implications just than that.
So what do you think he's talking about there? Go ahead.
Well, I have to be really careful here, because, you know, I'm friends with Tucker. I hang out with his son, go hunt with him and shoot and go visit him and things like that. In fact, I invite him to come out to Florida sometime next month, and I just love Tucker.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
About somebody wanting to put on pantyhose and have their sexual organs changed. It's about shocking our children. A lot of these groups are pedophiles, let's face it. They want to talk about sex with your kids. And in the name of tolerance, they're going to put your kids on Ritalin and Prozac, they're going to inject them with deadly vaccines full of cancer viruses, and they're going to really screw them up.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Basically, the aliens don't come in flying saucers from Mars. They don't come up out of the, you know, the Pacific, you know, rim, you know, from the hollow Earth. They come through the interdimensional vortex and then communicate to our brain that is operating in the third, fourth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, and tenth, and even 11th and 12th dimensions. And so the invasion, ancients would call it spiritual, but it's not spiritual. In every culture, I mean, they got the Dugong tribe, and you know, tribes in Africa that said up there in the sky, is this pole star, multi-star, and it's got seven planets around it, and they came from this one. And no telescope until like 70 years ago could even see it. And then it's what the Africans said that was, and they say aliens came from here and taught us about all this stuff, but they also told us about these other interdimensional things that are here to destroy us. And see, I don't know, but all I know, and then you see Prometheus, the movie, they find the cave draws, the cave drawings of Sirius and all that, and tell you the story. None of the globalists really believe that some salts in the ocean turn into a cell, turn into a sponge, turn into a fish, crawled out on the land, crawled back in. No, these are designs that have been made before. These are manifestations of the universe. So just like in leaves or in, you know, crystals, you see the same designs. And then in our bodies, you see the same designs. And there was a French mathematician, I forget his name, a quantum mechanics expert. I saw this on PBS when I was a little kid. I looked it up later. It's true. He postulated before we were even in space, I think like 80 years ago, that when we finally were able to fly a probe over Saturn, either the North or South Pole, that an interdimensional size of the gas giant, this is quantum mechanics stuff, I don't understand it, would manifest a hexagon on the top. And he predicted it would be ice on the top with the frozen gas. And when they flew Voyager over it, there was a perfect hexagon on the top. And then when another probe came back later, because it went on past, and went under it, there was exactly what the quantum mechanics physicists said. And it gets into, you know, the observation where they'll have a lead block sealed and they'll have a neutron or a particle, and if you're observing it, it won't go through. But then for some reason, this has been duplicated thousands of times, if you're not observing it, it suddenly jumps across. It wants you to know something. And then they've also noticed that if humans observe electrons and quarks that literally... So it's kind of like George Lucas, but not a cheesy way, because it's so subatomic that it changes observance, changes what's happening. I mean, it's absolutely insane. And they've hooked up electron microscopes, spectrometers in Japan to say, well, maybe it's because there's humans near it. And then they'll hook it up, and then they'll have all these humans in the room around it, but not looking at it because they can't see it. And then as soon as somebody in Russia or Japan or America, back to Japan, looks at it through the electron microscope. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm not the quantum mechanics person. I just know that's what's going in unified field theory. I've read a lot of books on it, into all of this. And so it's there. There's a whole – and look. Maybe our archetypal development is we're scared of big cave cats and cave bears that used to eat our ancestors. And when, you know, you ever notice a kid at night is more scared in their room than out in the street around thugs? Because where did primates usually get eaten? It would be in their nest or in their cave, coming out of the cave mouth, because that's usually where. So kids are always, little kids that have good instincts are always at night. I'll close the door. Oh, what's in the door? As a kid, I remember, like, doorways at night were going into it, because that's our instinct. So maybe these things don't look like big demons with teeth and eyes and all this. Maybe that's the only way our brain processing it, when it has a wider spectrum we're taking in, it only processes a tiny bit, but we're getting it all. The subconscious and unconscious is actually decoding it all. So that's what's a cat seeing? How does it decipher it? Because all we have is the archetypes of our genetic ancestors imprinted on us to be able to decode things. So again, maybe demons really don't look like demons to themselves, but to us, that's the only way we're able to see them. Does that make sense?
I follow what you're saying for sure.
Have you done DMT ever?
No. Here's the deal. I don't want to take it, because I remember reading about DMT and ayahuasca experiences and going, well, I have those experiences every night. Crystal cities, floating pyramids, beautiful stuff, like big watchman angels that, like, it didn't happen all the time. It happens, you know, maybe once a month, that tell me what's going to happen and just give me profound knowledge and profound sense of completion and peace. And it's that archetype of the watchman or the angels, and everybody, and you know, the ancients saying, this angel came to me and told me this. So I have DMT-like experiences, And before I knew how to control it, a lot of it was bad stuff. I've seen, when I read the books about it, well, I've seen that in my dreams. Well, I just made the decision that I'm with the higher power. I'm with God. I control my spirit. I control my energy. I change the channel. I'm going to go to Valhalla. I'm going to go see stuff that looks like 1,000 times more powerful than Hawaii and the most beautiful rainbow you ever saw. And I know it's real because, and again, it's just like observing a particle. If you're watching it, it won't do it. Hundreds of times in my life, God, the universe, whatever you want to call it, when I was a kid, I'd have a digital clock in the kitchen. I'd wake up and I'd say, it is 7:15. And I would run down to the kitchen every time it was, whatever time it was. And maybe I wake up at 5 a.m. and I'd say, it's 5:04. It was always this thing saying, go look at the clock. I'm here. I want you to know this is real. And then I had dreams of getting mugged. And about 6 months later, I did get mugged by the same homeless white guy in the purple and green striped shirt. He had a knife. Maybe I was going to get killed interdimensionally. The angels warned me, so I knew when it happened. I was a teenager, wasn't on drugs, but I was on a beer run to get beer in Dallas where they sell it to underage. And, you know, this happened. And I had a lot of other dreams of things that came true. And so I guess I'm starting to share a lot of this because people need to know there's things bigger than the New World Order. And they want you shuttered, hating yourself, not knowing what a beautiful creation you are, not knowing you have free will, so you won't use your potential. And Tucker Carlson has had an awakening. He's had an awakening that good and evil exist. And before, he wasn't sure about that. And so he's had experiences now that have shown him how real this is. And other people are going to have it because there's something big. And, you know, is it us? They've proven the sixth sense. That's how you know when somebody's looking at you. You're walking through the forest, nobody's around. You feel somebody looking at you, turn, you look 20 yards away, a guy standing there looking right at you. Or, I mean, everybody knows that. And they've proven, you know, that's how butterflies can fly from Canada all the way to Mexico, even though they were hatched in Canada and never been to Mexico, and fly to the same tree that their ancestor was laid in, and then they fly back up to Canada, die, you know, lay the eggs, die, and fly perfectly back to the tree. Scientists don't know how they do it. Well, no, they have they do know now. They have magnetic cones in them, little bitty tiny magnetic cones in their brain that operate off of electromagnetic lines. And now we know the ancients were into that, and we know that humans have hundreds of times per density the magnetic cones of a butterfly. Not just their brain so much tinier, per brain structure, we have way more than that. Well, why do we have that? A butterfly has a tiny bit and can navigate 3,000 miles perfectly to the tree that their parent was born in. Okay? How do they do that? Well, it's the same thing. How do ducks fly from Canada all the way, you know, down to South Texas and then land in the same pond where their parents were born? How do they do this over and over and over and over again? Because the cones aren't just following the lines. The cones are pre-programmed to carry out an operation. So instincts aren't just some vague thing. It's a compressed knowledge. But you can't handle all your ancestral knowledge that Frank Herbert wrote about in his first book that's excellent. An average person cannot handle that. All that knowledge of all your ancestors, it would be too blinding, too much. Just like you, and that's proven, that's there.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle
The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stuffs around us, where we're like a larval egg of what humans are about to become, of the butterfly analogy. We're in a pubescent or larval pupa stage, swirling around in the universe and not aware of all the danger and things that are going on because we can't handle it.
Okay, so, I have a question. Why would it just be interdimensional? Why wouldn't it be yes and? Because people say, oh, it's preposterous, it would come from other planets. How is that more... I'm sure the interdimensional thing could possibly be true. But the interplanetary thing is crazier than that? How would that be?
Well, I'll go back to Frank Herbert, which is out of quantum mechanics. This is actually what the quantum mechanics experts believe. Let's take this piece of paper and say right here is Betelgeuse or some star.
Is this the tunneling thing? We all know this.
I mean, I'll show people. Let's say there's a galaxy 50 light years away, okay? Okay, and here's Earth, and here's this planet that we want to go to, okay? Now, if you're trying to go 50 light years with current technology, even if we had light speed, it'll take you 50 years to get there. Now, interdimensionally, all you got to do is fold the piece of paper. Interdimensionally, if you're able to do this, and that's the theory of the third dimension, there's higher dimensions. And then all you do is punch a hole, and you're basically instantly there. So That's like somebody, before they invented the wheel, looking at a chariot and saying, what does that do? So see, take you 50 years to get there with the technology we don't even have yet. But if you interdimensionally travel there, you're there instantly by folding. That's fold space.
Right. Okay. How's that different? All right.
Okay. So before we go, you tweeted this out, and I just wanted to end our conversation talking a little bit about Israel. You said, breaking exclusive, General Flynn responds to Netanyahu's leaked plan to ship Gaza war refugees to Western nations. Former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, General Michael Flynn, gives his analysis of this extremely dangerous development and also calls out Netanyahu and the Israeli military leadership for clearly standing down during the Hamas attacks of October 7th. So go ahead and speak about that.
Well, I mean, I'm not telling anybody anything that they didn't know. I've seen you talk about it. I talked about it on October 7th. Israel, a couple days ago, in a 60-second rescue, grabbed a bunch of hostages while they were being shot at, flew into Gaza from Israel in 60 seconds, saved them, and got out. Okay, so Israel probably does have the best border defenses in the world, hands down. General Flynn's been there. He's turned it. He said clearly they probably got the best. And they've got multiple 3-4 layers and all these cameras and all these weapons. And Israel, you know, is tiny. And you can drive from end to end of Israel, even on the windy roads, in like an hour. And from the Golan Heights in the north all the way down to the south by Gaza and the southern zone. And so a bunch of Israeli retired soldiers who were in the north got down there in 45 minutes in their cars. And they helped. But somebody had a bunch of the troops stand down. And Flynn says the head of the Southern District should be removed, the head of the military should be removed during the investigation. And the New York Times comes out and says, actually, the Army says they told Netanyahu a year before of the plan. But then nobody's blaming who did it. So I don't know if it's Netanyahu or they didn't tell him. But the point is, they have hundreds of attack helicopters. I've looked it up. They have over 170 Apaches. They've got hundreds of attack helicopters. I looked it up. 10 miles from where that rock concert or rave happened, where everybody got killed, tragically, they had a whole bunch of attack helicopters, fueled, ready, pilots sitting around drinking coffee. So a helicopter could have been there in minutes. A few helicopters, when they break through the first fence with bulldozers, could have been there and stopped them. Instead, they let them break through, overrun, go in, kill thousands, grab hundreds, drag them back across right after Biden gives Iran $6 billion right after Iran. Hezbollah is now taking credit for Hezbollah advising Hamas. They go in, and then Hamas gets elevated around the world, getting to be these heroes. Israel gets to get the oil and the gas and push people out of Gaza, send the refugees here. Netanyahu gets a new 9/11, a political distraction. Iran gets to flex their muscles. Wars help the state. I'm not saying they all work together, but there's a lot of back-channel wink-wink going on here. And so bottom line, we know Israel stood down. That is a fact. 7 hours is conservative. Most estimates are 8.5 hours. So you have to understand, the most militarized per square inch country in the world with, the word is, 1,000 nuclear weapons, submarines, gunboats, tanks, giant military, huge militia, and it gets worse. 1 month before the attack, the Israeli government disbanded the local security companies that the kibbutzes were paying for in the area. I mean, this is 9/11 all over again. A definite stand down, and it's disgusting. And I'm not an anti-Israel guy. I don't think Israel should be destroyed. I don't believe from the mountains to the sea stuff. But at the same, and I don't believe, you know, in Hamas or Hezbollah or the Muslim Brotherhood. What I'm saying is, this is some very sophisticated crap. There's no way Netanyahu sees the attack 30 minutes in, an hour in. You know he's told. He doesn't order military. Default drills is launch helicopters, launch jets. None of that was done. Go ahead.
No. So that what we postulated here is that they wanted the reason why they funded Hamas in the first place instead of the PLO was to divide and conquer, because their plan was always to take over
Israel
that land.
Israel said that. Israel said in the 90s. You're right. I'm talking about
Israel. Said in 2017,
said,
Netanyahu.
Yeah, he said it.
But the 7 hour thing, hold on. Maybe Burmese told me or someone on this show. I thought that, they didn't do anything for 7 hours. That's clearly set up. But what I just got told, and now I'm not sure what's true, is No, they showed up on there. They got their ass kicked and they shot each other because the IDF actually isn't that good. And well, that's the thing you have to cover
let's
up.
Clear. Let's be clear. Let's be clear. Some IDF showed up. There was some people there. But Hamas knew the codes and where the Shin Bet and Mossad sub-bases were hidden in houses and then killed the Shin Bet people hiding under beds. Remember that?
Shin Bet?
I'm not going to disagree with you. Absolutely. But it's also true. It is true that the Israelis did blow up some of their own buildings and kill some of their own people. That's true. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, so you would agree with our assessment then that this was all kind of a plan that Netanyahu has had and the Israelis have had to go out and take over Gaza and take over the West Bank. And part of that is because there's $500 billion in gas and oil underneath. But the other half is they just want it and they want to get rid of those people. And so they set this up. That's why they funded Hamas. That's why even the New York Times headline is suitcases full of cash. They used diplomats from Qatar to do it. And so and people don't know this, that they go, oh, you support Hamas? No, I don't support Hamas. Israel supports Hamas. Netanyahu's literally supporting Hamas with suitcases full of cash. And why would they do that?
Yeah, let's be clear. You are 100% right. We don't support Hamas. The Israeli government supports Hamas. And that's on record. And in the 1970s, the Palestinian Authority was getting its act together. They wanted a group to be more radical. This is admitted to discredit the whole thing. And
right.
So Israeli intelligence created Hamas, just like our government in the early 1980s and really 1979 created Al Qaeda, created the Mujahideen.
Right.
So it's the same story. You got to create. Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of people. So there's no disagreement then on exactly what's going on. And so what would you say the solution is then? I mean, is there a solution? Because my solution would be the United States pulls the plug on the funding of that, and then it's over. Israel has to become a good neighbor to their other Arab states instead of what they have been now is genocidal ethnic cleansing maniacs and doing it under the guise of that we were attacked.
Well, I mean, I would say Israel is just taking a page out of all the other colonial governments. And I'm not saying Israel doesn't have a right to exist, but yeah, it's just like Ukraine. It's good for the Israeli defense contractors. It's good for the U.S. defense contractors to just have an endless war, endless taxes, just like Ukraine. That's all this is. And it also gives all the Arab countries somebody to point at. And so these governments all need a boogeyman. And so the Muslims and the Arabs need the Jews, and the Jews need the Arabs to keep control of their own populations. And I agree. And people say I'm anti-Semitic when I say this. I agree with Senator Rand Paul. I don't want to send aid to Israel. I don't want to send aid to anybody for military issues. If somebody gets hit by a hurricane or a typhoon or an earthquake, let's send aid. Let's send humanitarian aid.
Watch this video in its entirety right now at band.video.
I appreciate Jimmy Dore and his crew having me on. Infowars.com/show. And if you want to support the broadcast, Infowarsstore.com. You want to yourself get these products, especially the supplements. They're life-changing.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Genuine.